Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 677 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and in a few minutes afterwards, Detective Barnes brought up Newt Lee from the cell room. They put Newt Lee into a room and handcuffed him to a chair. I spoke to him at some length in there, but I couldn't get anything additional out of him. He said he knew nothing about couples coming in there at night, and remembering the instructions Mr. Black had given me, I said, "Now, Newt, you are here and I am here, and you had better open up and tell all you know, and tell the truth and tell the full truth, because you will get us both into lots of trouble if you don't tell all you know." And he answered me like an old Negro, "Before God, Mr. Frank, I am telling you the truth, and I have told you all I know." And the conversation ended right there. Within a minute or two afterwards, the detectives came into the room, the IS, Detective Scott, and Detective Black, and then began questioning Newt Lee. And then it was that I had my first initiation into the third degree in Atlanta Police Department. The way that fellow Black cursed at that poor old Negro, Newt Lee, was something awful. He shrieked at him, he howled at him, he cursed and did everything but beat him. Then they took Newt Lee down to cell, and I went to my cot in the outer room. Now, before closing my statement, I wish to touch upon a couple of insinuations and accusations other than the one on the bill of indictment that have been leveled against me so far during the trial. The first is this, the fact that I would not talk to the detectives, that I would not see Jim Conley. Well, let's look into the facts a few minutes and see whether there was any reason for that, or if there be any truth in that statement.